It's your weekly check-in with Dr. Tom and Jess from Vincennes Chiropractic. Find them on Facebook at Vincennes Chiropractic or give them a phone call at 812-790-3569 or stop by their office at 2801 North 6th Street, Vincennes. VincennesChiropractic.com. Now, Dr. Tom and Jess.
Good Sunday morning and welcome back to Dr. Tom and Jess from Vincennes Chiropractic.
Good morning, Radio Land, and happy end of fair season.
Well, it's almost state fair time now, so all the kids from the county fairs are going to be loading up their projects and headed to the state fairs.
Man,
so,
this keeps going on and on.
I know.
That's
so
awesome.
So Dr. Tom attended his first, not only fair last night at Lawrence County, it was his first auction. So we went to the livestock auction and tell them what you thought about it. What was your experience like?
Well, my first experience when we walked into the barn was like, oh my God, what's that smell?
Which I had to tell him to stop acting like that because he's around all these country boys now. He's gotta act the part. So
yeah, once I got lectured on that, then you know, eventually what I found is just like pain, because it's a sense, you're in it long enough, you just get used to it.
And it goes away. Stop being a baby.
But does the smell really go away?
I think it smells good, but I grew up around that stuff, so.
Right. So, yeah, no, it was an awesome experience. It was super wet out because we've had so much rain, so.
I've never experienced the fairgrounds like that. That is by far the worst conditions.
Wow.
But they've had, like, what, 15 inches in the last couple of weeks? So.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy wet, but thank God it didn't rain throughout the whole event, because we had to stand out waiting to pay for that cow for 15 minutes, and had it been raining, that would have been a kind of a bummer. But
it was a blast. The kids were having a blast. You could tell that their hard work definitely paid off last night.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never been around. My daughter had a horse, so we did have a horse, or should I say a pony, because ponies are different than horses. They're like really mean and angry. So we had a mean, angry pony that my daughter rode for years, but I never was around livestock or people who dedicate their life or their passion to raising it. And it actually was a great experience to see like multi-generational people from the area and just how they're transferring that wisdom, that knowledge, and the things that really we need as a country, which is a great food supply, of which we need future farmers, right? And without that, we don't have a food supply. So it was kind of humbling sitting there watching these young kids and young adults really show their passion and be rewarded for it. So that was really cool.
It was fun for me to see them out there selling the animals, because that used to be me, and then turn around and now we're the sponsors and supporting them. That was really cool. So can't wait to do it next year.
And speaking of selling, it was actually each kid was different as they went around with their animal, but you could really see, I mean, some of them, their smiles were just ear to ear, and you just wanted to bid it up because they just looked so happy and excited. And you know, what a great reward for them to, at the end, to have people show gratitude and love in the form of cashola. So, you know, kind of inspire him to continue on and do it again.
So next year, so we just went to Lawrence County this year. But next year, I think we should venture out and go to Knox County as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And next year, by the time the fairs come around, we'll be in business for a whole year.
Yes.
So we should be able to spread the love around.
Even more so.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Exciting.
We did have the opportunity to buy a cow.
We did buy a cow. Lindsay Worth sold her pulled Hereford steer in the auction last night, and we had the privilege of purchasing that steer. And Tom thought that he was gonna fit the steer in our little car and drive it home with us last night, but He quickly learned that it's donation only, and you do not get to keep the animals. Like, see, so when I was younger, you were able to keep the animals. You got the option, but they changed that because a lot of people, they don't want to deal with taking it to market and everything. So,
see, I wish you would have told me that before, because I cleaned out the back seats, and I was ready to put that steer.
Oh, I know you were.
I was ready.
I know.
Then looking at the size of it, I thought, man, we should have brought the convertible. I don't know how we get that thing through the door, but
well, by
next year we'll bring the convertible.
Next year you'll have it figured out. Next year you'll have it figured out.
Perfect.
So, perfect. Okay.
Well, more fair things for me.
Oh, you want to go on about
fair. Yeah. So the observations that I had from somebody who's never experienced this.
A city boy.
So there's the main event where the kids are showing their animals and people are bidding.
Selling. Mm-hmm.
People are bidding on the animal for sale. And adjacent to that was an area, like a prep area, where the kids prep their animals and, get them ready and take care of them. And I think I had just as much fun watching those young boys and girls with their rabbits and their pigs, just loving on these little animals. And really, you could just see and sense that special bond that that child had with that animal. And you know they've been through a lot together, you know? So how long does a person have? Is it the same animal every year? Or obviously they sell the animal, and eventually I guess it's going to be on somebody's table.
Steers, it's 1 year.
Okay.
It's 1 year, then they're done. They go off to market.
Got it.
Breeding stock, they can be shown years at a time.
Okay.
So like with cattle, for instance, you could bring in a calf,
right,
a cow and a calf. Then the next year you can bring back that same calf. If it's a girl, which is a heifer, you can show her as a heifer. And then once she starts reproducing, you can bring her back as a cow-calf pair. And then her babies as well. So
some of these animals have been with these kids for a while then.
Exactly.
Not
yes.
Just a 6 month season or
right.
Whatever.
Right.
Wow, that's awesome. So thank you guys for one, sharing that with me. And thank you as a community for, you know, keeping the tradition going so that this area has the culture and the history, and we as a nation have the food supply to continue to thrive.
And thanks for not making fun of him too bad. I think we did pretty good. I mean, just the right amount of you know, poking
harassment.
And prodding it
right.
And harassment. So.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a break, and stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
It's your weekly check-in with Vincennes Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Tom and Jess. Make sure you find them on Facebook, too, at Vincennes Chiropractic.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom and Jess. Guys, are you going to tell them hello?
Hello.
Okay. So, before we went into break, we were talking about the fair, which growing up, livestock, cattle, the fair, that was my hobby, that was my passion. So, let's talk a little bit about your passion.
Yeah, this is
your hobby when you were growing up.
So, this is actually a really cool week. I got to experience Jess's that whole childhood, whatever you call it, path that you were on, and sort of the culmination of the end when the kids walk around and they get rewarded with their sales. And this weekend coming up is my old passion and my old hobby. So when I was young and growing up, I used to be involved in what's called Drum Corps International, or DCI as people know it around here. So DCI is comprised of a bunch of different what are called drum and bugle corps that are around the country, and they work 6 months out of the year perfecting like a marching band kind of a thing, only with a different skill set. Like kids are 18 to 21 that are doing this now, so they're usually college music majors, or it's really impressive when you watch it.
I will say, I have to interrupt you because I didn't do this. I didn't grow up around it. I had no idea what it was when we first met and you were telling me about DCI and you played the French horn and you traveled the country. I have to say, they are the coolest bunch of nerds I've ever seen in my life. And I mean that with respect. I mean,
yeah, well, that's, yeah. I'll let him know. I'll let my nerds really know that was respect.
Well, okay, so when he described it, I'm like, oh gosh, it's a glorified marching band, and they're just going around the country marching. But when I went to the first DCI, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing what these kids can do, or young adults can do. So when I was growing up, I was in a group called the Concord Blue Devils out of Concord, California. And we back in the day, because this is circa 1979 to 1984, we're going way back. It used to be a year round, well, not year round. It used to be from November through the end of August, you'd be in the same group of 150 of your best friends, all working towards a common goal, working your butt off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you develop amazing lifelong friendships. We had instructors that were just fantastic about teaching, not just about music, but life and success principles and hard work and dedication, which I think is what I saw at the 4-H with those kids.
That's what you just said.
It's hard work. It's dedication. It's focusing on a goal and learning. Mm-hmm. Right? And learning from making mistakes and learning from your mistakes. So all of these things are life lessons that are transferable into the rest of your life. And so we would travel.
How old were you when you started this?
I was 13 when I first started.
So how do you start something that they do in college when you're so young?
Well, it was different back then. Now it's
strictly college students now,
correct? Mostly.
Okay.
Mostly. So when I was 13 and first started, they have what's called the B Corps, which is like the younger kids trying to learn and develop a skill, and then they have the main core, which is called the A Corps, the Blue Devil A Corps. And so I started out in the B Corps. I started in fourth grade playing the French horn, and then by the time I was 13, I got involved in this, and then when I was 15, I got into the A Corps in 1982, and in 1982, we traveled the country, ended up in Montreal, Canada, and we won the Drum Corps World Championships in 1982, undefeated, one of the few undefeated Drum Corps ever.
I remember that year.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Wow. That was you were an amazing egg. So I did that through 1984 when I turned 18, then I went off to college. And so the one cool thing is, you know, always trying to give back in 2014, because anybody who knows anything about this, these kids work just as hard, if not harder, than the football teams. I mean, these kids are out there from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, sometimes 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and they're working and working and working.
Oh, I've seen the pictures. You were fit back in the day.
Yeah.
Not that you're not now. I'm just saying, back then...
Wait, the older...
You worked very hard.
We worked very hard. I don't work as hard now. Yeah.
I saw that donut you snuck earlier.
Absolutely. So anyway, in 2014, I was one of the founding members for what's called the Concord Blue Devils Health and Wellness Team to help with kids as they get injured. Because working 8 in the morning till 10 at night, there are lots of stress being placed on the joints. These kids carry heavy instruments out in front of them, so there's a lot of stress and strain on their back. And there's really no difference between the local marching bands here. Mm-hmm. Those kids are out there, they're busting a hump.
Oh, I've
it's
seen them.
It's hot.
And your daughter
and
did it. She worked so hard.
They're out there. We have a couple kids in the practice right now. They're in some of the local bands. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is rewarding, life-changing, but... It does have its, you know, it does have its impact. And so I would say if there's anybody out there that is in the band or has a child that's in the band and they want to come get checked out by somebody who knows about it, mm-hmm. who's been there, done that, and is a founding member of Health and Wellness in the Drum Corps International Community, you should come see Vincent's Chiropractic. And with that, we're going to take a break.
It's your weekly check-in with Vincent's Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Tom and Jess. Make sure you give them a phone call at 812-790-3569.
And we're back, Dr. Tom and Jess from Vincent's Chiropractic. So we've talked about the fair.
Yep.
We've talked a little about Drum and Bugle Corp, because that's your thing, your passion. Still, yeah. Today, you follow them, the yeah. Concord Blue Devils.
Yep.
And DCI, if anyone's going to DCI this weekend.
Look for us.
See you there.
We'll be the two loudmouths.
We'll be the two, yes. Might even have a cold beverage in our hands.
It could happen.
Anyways, moving on. Let's talk about successes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Positive outcomes.
I'm going to talk about a success prior to successes.
Okay, go.
So, getting back to my passion.
Okay.
One of the cool things that my daughter also fell in love with Drum Corps. And so, prior to falling in love with Drum Corps, when she was in fourth grade, she had to choose an instrument to play. And so, she came home and she said, "Dad, we got a music's mandatory this year. I think I'm going to play the flute." And I looked at her with a little smile and I said, "Hell no, you're not playing the flute. You're playing the trumpet." And so she didn't quite understand why I wouldn't let her play the flute, but we went and watched some YouTube videos of some trumpet players, and she said, "Okay, I'll play the trumpet." And so we talked about the Blue Devils having two groups. They actually have three. So they have what's called the C Corps, which is for little kids. And so we got her into that, as well as her school music. And she took the hook, and it was set, and she was all about it. And her goal was to be in the Concord Blue Devils A Corps. And so she worked really hard, probably much like you guys do with your kids in the farming with their animals. She worked, you know, we came up with a plan, she worked the plan, and she had a great deal of talent with a lot of drive. And that's a combination right there that's unstoppable. And so she eventually, when she was 15, she auditions for the Boston Crusaders, who's another contender for this year's national championship. So she was in the Boston Crusaders for a year, and then she auditions for the Concord Blue Devil A Corps, and she made that. So it's great being able to share that passion with your kids.
And then COVID happened.
Right? So yeah, that got
kind of
the
put
kibosh.
A damper on everything.
Yeah, so she didn't actually get to come out here to Indy, to Lucas Oil Stadium, and you know, compete at the finals, but she at least made it. So anyway, that was a great success. And
yes.
I know a lot of you out there with your kids in farming and in livestock, you're able to do the same thing with your kids. And you know what? There's nothing better than that.
Okay.
There you go.
You want to move on? Well, I'm sorry. You did it again on air. You said nothing. For someone as intelligent as he is, guys, he says the craziest things. How do you even spell nothing?
N-U-T-T-N.
N? Is there an apostrophe in there?
Ain't no apostrophe.
Oh, boy. We're moving on. So let's go on to successes we've had at the business and starting. So we just finished up was it week 9?
I don't know.
I think it was week 9.
I don't know.
A little
know.
Over 2 months. And we're going to start with a patient who says she's been in pain for 30 plus years. And I can't mention any names today because I haven't asked them if it's okay. So maybe next week. But 30 plus years, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, 30 plus years, has been everywhere and to everybody. Medical doctors, physical therapists, chiropractors, massage therapists.
To this point has said she had lost hope, basically, never thought she'd be out of pain, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So she started under care, and, you know, probably within the first, probably took a month, maybe 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But by the fifth or sixth week, you know, we're talking like, "How's it going? Blah, 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 blah." And I'm, you know, I'm examining her, and I'm going, "Wow, this is moving a lot better." And she just turned her head to the side and she's like, this is the first time in 35 years or longer that I have not been in pain every single day. And you know, if there isn't a more rewarding feeling earning a living than that, I don't know what it is. But so that was 5 or 6 weeks in, and now we're 8 or 9 weeks in, mm-hmm. and she's still pain-free and happy as a clam. And she's keeping her schedule because you know what? Just like braces, if you wear braces having a pretty smile and don't wear your retainer, Jess, what happens?
Well, you still have crooked teeth.
They go back, right? And so the thing...
Which I'm facing now.
I know.
I saw the look you gave me.
I know. So anyway, you know, she's doing her maintenance care to maintain so that this doesn't just come back. Because it wasn't a miracle. It was her body's more structurally sound. And as the structure becomes more normal, it functions more normal,
mm-hmm.
right? But she's still going to do stuff where there's, if she doesn't maintain it, it'll come back out. So she gets it, and she loves being out of pain. Who you got next, Jess?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, you need to stick to your day job. You are the best at chiropractic. Hands down, I would tell anybody that because it's the truth. Stick to your day job. Your grammar's horrible. You need to work on your radio show talk.
I don't get it.
Nothing.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
What are you trying to say?
Dropping bad words.
You ain't saying nothing. That's
uh-huh.
what you're saying.
Uh-huh. So, should we go to a break and then finish up?
Well, I don't know. Should you criticize me more?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Let's do it after the break.
I'm not sure.
We're right back, guys.
It's your weekly check-in with Vincennes Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Tom and Jess. Visit them online at VincennesChiropractic.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Tom and Jess from Vincennes Chiropractic.
On Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings. We've talked a little of everything this morning. Fairs, Drum Corps International coming up this weekend in Indianapolis. Now we're on to successes that we've had since starting the business. So
we did a lot in the beginning of this radio show starting, talking about babies and poop and colic and how chiropractic really helps with those type of things. Now we're going to talk more about grown-ups, mm-hmm. right? So we had the person 30 plus years. She was in her 50s. And I can tell you this, if I had a nickel for every time somebody came in and they said, gee, Dr. Tom, I just thought I was getting older, you know, as if God played this trick on us, right? That we're going to have all this amazingness in our youth, and then we're going to pay when we get older. We're going to suffer, which isn't the plan. We just tend to not be real good stewards of our body, and we do crazy stuff to it, and eventually it starts to fail. And so supporting that and getting it back into shape, guess what? You feel better than you have in years. And so these are the stories we're going to talk about right now. So who you got next?
Okay, like I said in the last segment, I can't say their names. I forgot to ask if it was okay, but we can tell their stories. Next patient, she struggled with severe lower back pain, radiates down her legs for how many years? Decades?
Oh, God. This one's probably 30 to 40 years, I think even longer.
Okay, so tell everyone a little about this patient.
So she came in and... you know, she's also a nurse, so she does a lot of physical labor, and so she's just had these problems for all these years, and she'd been to chiropractors before, she's been to therapists, she's been to medical doctors, obviously, she's in the medical field, and she just got used to suffering. And so she saw a Facebook post, and thank you people who share our Facebook posts, and it really is making a big impact on people coming in. But anyway, so she saw somebody's Facebook post, and she's like, I got nothing to lose. And so she came in. We did the exam, x-rays, listened to her story and what she'd been through. And she was just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and she wanted to make a change. And really, that's the key right there. If you want to make a change, then you're willing to do the work. people will come in and they're like convinced, oh, you can't help me. Oh, like Eeyore. Oh, gosh. Those, you know, that's just not the right mindset. So she had the right mindset, and we got to work. And probably within the first week or two, she was having less low back pain, still the sciatica. But after about 3 or 4 weeks, she started to very rarely have the sciatica. And now she's if we've been open 8 or 9 weeks, she's been probably coming 8 or 9 weeks.
She's one of our first patients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just fantastic. I mean, she's just whistling Dixie. She can't say enough about her experience, and she's telling everybody. And that's really how chiropractic practices grow, is through word of mouth. Because most people think we're quacks and crazy, or we're just trying to keep you coming back or whatever. But when a person has a personal experience that's just profound, and they tell people, and then those people come and they have their own experience and they tell people, and that's really...
She's actually one of my favorites that comes in, because she always comes in the same time with a smile on her face.
Yeah.
And she's got her routine down, and it, well, I can't say she's my favorite, because I say that about everybody. We have really, really fantastic patients.
You know,
I mean, just great human beings.
They say you attract things into your life, and we attract amazing people.
I agree.
You know?
This is really fun. It's becoming...
Oh, yeah.
It's not work.
No, it's a game. It's fun. It's like playing a game all day long.
I know.
We get to play. Okay. And tell jokes, like...
Oh, today. So we record this on Friday. It obviously airs on Sunday. Fridays are my favorite. Did I not just tell you this before we left?
You did.
Fridays are my favorite because we're into a routine where a lot of the patients know each other when they come in. And if you haven't been to the office, come in and check it out. It's open concept. So everybody's getting their adjustments and their therapies together in one big room. And we're all talking.
Having a good
about
time.
About our week, and what are we going to do on the weekends, and laughing, and the kids are playing with their little toys and drawing us pictures, and it's a blast. So
it really is. And so some people, the open concept is...
I think it intimidates some people.
I think people, once they get it. So when we built this office, malpractice insurance carriers encourage not to have private rooms, because with private rooms... one of the biggest losses in healthcare is sexual misconduct, and there are people who can make false accusations and know that if they make a false accusation, malpractice carriers will pay $10,000 just to shut them up, right? Make them go away. So they encourage the open concept so that it's all right out there in the open, and the byproduct of that is friendships. We develop friendships. And people encourage each other. They bring their families, and it's a lot of fun. So
if you become a new patient and you come in on, especially a Friday, it's our short day, and we're all laughing and having a good time. Just
donuts, coffee.
Donuts. Stick with us, because you're going to be having fun soon as well. And with that said, we got to end our show, but. Before we completely end it, I want to give a shout out to Misty Beeman. She is our first employee. You're going to be seeing her friendly,
Misty
beautiful
Beeman from
face
Lowe's,
from
Human Resources,
from Lowe's, at the front desk. She's being trained the next few weeks. She's awesome. You guys are going to love her. And with that, I think we can end. We're going to see you guys back on the radio next Sunday morning, and we look forward to seeing you guys. Visit us on
Facebook, Vincent Chiropractic.
You can go to our website, or just stop in and have a cup of coffee.
Vincentschiropractic.com. We appreciate you, and have a blessed weekend.
Have a great week and weekend.